All right, we're back. It's Marks and Reese, John Marks, Ike Reese. And joining us on the line right now is a Hall of Famer, Ike Reese. Mm. And, of course, he's in town today doing great work in the community, as he always does. And he joins us right now. Brian Dawkins. B-Dawk, how are you?
I'm blessed, gentlemen. How y'all?
Scooter, what's up, brother? Uh-oh. Did we lose Dawk's phone already?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I got you now.
We got you. Can you hear us?
All right. Yeah, indeed. Gotcha.
Very good. All right. So you are actually 4 o'clock, I think, today, right? B-Dawk said less than a half hour. You are you're sharing a meal and dreams with one of the most with a great place. You're working with Caring People Alliance, West Philadelphia, the Boys and Girls Club out there, 58th and Catherine, to meet recipients of a grant that's out there, ages 5 to 17. And it's involved with your Impact Foundation as well. Tell us a little bit about it and what inspired you to do this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing. First of all, thank you for having me on to talk a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing to be able to share some of the things that I've been blessed to have in my life. And the thing that has allowed me, one of the things that have allowed me to do what I've done in my life is I was blessed to have an experience by somebody playing for me to go somewhere, for me to create a vision for my life. And so that's what the program is about. It's about giving transformational moments to young people to allow them to see things and experience some things that can maybe have them begin to dream about going to do something extraordinary. And me being blessed to team up with Caring People's Alliance to be able to bless these young people and the adults, because if the young person is somewhere that the adult knows where they are, that's a blessing, right? Mm-hmm. And so, again, to be able to bless these families with these, these transformational moments to allow them to see outside of the community into a space that maybe they want to go down that way of life to pursue something outside of the community.
Yeah, and dog, I remember, you know, speaking at your golf tournament a couple months ago when this was also introduced and talked about it. And I talked about how I felt like, you know, there's a personal connection there. I grew up single parent. My father had passed away at a very young age. So my mother raising four boys didn't necessarily always have the funds to be able to give us these type of opportunities to see things outside of the community that I was being raised in and growing up in. And if it wasn't for programs like this, you're right. Sometimes kids don't have those dreams, those seeds planted in them to let them know that there's something greater out there to aspire to do and to be. And that's why I think it's a great thing. And I know it was something that was beneficial for me as a kid. And I know that having certain things shown to you gives you that type of motivation to do things the right way, whether that's get good grades, practice harder, all of those things. So this is something awesome that you're doing, brother.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Again, I speak from experience of me having something in my vision that I wanted to go after. And what that also did, Ike, and you know, just like, you know, probably the same thing for you, is when you have that vision of something that I'm going to go after, I'm going to have to separate myself from people that won't help mm-hmm. me get there. Mm-hmm. Right. So yep. It's that same type of thing. I wanted what I have so bad that I was willing to say goodbye to some people in my life that weren't doing things in a way that would be constructive of me reaching where I am today.
Mm. The Brian Dawkins Impact Foundation and the Caring People Alliance. So there are grants for up to $1,000 for Brian, for a bunch of families to enrich their lives, right? Like learn to swim, improve some skills, going to summer camp. Mm-hmm. And then you're also sending a 16-year-old from South Philly on to Portugal on a Ooh. Study abroad program. So this is so wow. awesome. This is great.
Yeah. So again, it's the program that individual goes into is up to that individual's dream. So whatever they're going after, we want to try to help them to experience that thing so that they can have so much energy to drive towards that thing that it keeps them out of some of the stuff that is happening in the neighborhood.
Man, it's amazing. All right, Brian, today's also the first day of training camp as the guys took the field. Bring back a lot of memories for you. Ike was having some flashbacks earlier in the first day of camp, but how about you?
First day of camp, I mean, the first day of camp for us was a little bit different because we know there's going to be a grueling run the next day. Mm-hmm. So your mind was really on the focus on those
16 half gashes, right?
Yeah. So he was focused on those 16 half gashes. He was going to have to run the next day. So that was kind of the genesis of the celebration into that first day.
Mm. Why is it said so hard when you look at, you know, Eagles obviously just coming very close to winning the Super Bowl last year, but that following year it's very difficult to get back, whether you win it or you don't win it. It's only been done a handful of times over the last however many decades. From your perspective as a former player, why do you think it's so hard to get back that next year?
Well, from our perspective, we had gotten to that place year in, year out. So we knew how to get to a specific spot. We just couldn't get past that last hurdle. But for the team that has made it there, there should be a thirst and a drive and desire to do whatever it takes to get back to that space, right? For the team that wins it, there's an exhale for a lot of teams. Exhale and you begin to celebrate, and you celebrate to me a little bit too long, and you're constantly thinking about what you have accomplished, so you're not quite as hungry. But for that team who did not make it, which the Eagles did not, right, last year, there should be a thirst and a desire and a fight and a ferocious appetite to do what needs to be done, whether that means me working out a little bit harder, you know what I'm talking about, buying a hyperbaric chamber, there's different things that I begin to do each and every time we lost to help me be better for that, my team, that next year. So, again, hopefully we have those same type of individuals in that locker room that they know that they were so close to being that champion by losing in the Super Bowl, and they were willing to do whatever it took this offseason to get themselves in the best condition so that they can go and do something special this year.
What are you hearing about Sean Desai, our new defensive coordinator, as far as what is the defense going to be like this year? Right, I know you've spoken in the past on what you would desire to have the defense be like and how you want them to play. They can't play exactly the way we used to play in today's games, but there is still the ability to be aggressive as a defense and sort of dictate and have a certain mentality. What are you hearing about Sean Desai as the new DC, and what type of defense are you expecting us to have this year?
Well, I didn't need to hear from anybody else. I heard from him.
Okay.
In one of his press conferences, and what he wanted to do as far as being a dictator to the offense, mm-hmm. to dictate to the other team, period, mm-hmm. of what they are going to play. And they said that they want to play in such a way as, once again, to dictate to the other team what they can call and what they can do. I love that.
Yep.
That's what we did. Mm-hmm. Now, again, they may not can't do it exactly the way that we did it. Matter of fact, they cannot, because it would be fined a whole lot. But it's that mentality of putting guys in position to make plays by giving them different things, different ways of seeing the game before the season happens, so that when you play in the season, when those change-ups happen during the season, they are mentally prepared to go dive deep into what they can do from an athletic standpoint without thinking about it, without thinking about whatever or making adjustments. I hope this makes sense. It makes sense to me in my head. It doesn't, might not make sense as it's coming out. But for me, when you have that defensive coordinator that's able to then give their players a whole bunch of things early in the season to digest and constantly putting it on them, when you give that person so much, I can only speak for myself, when you give me so much in the beginning of the season, and I begin to digest those things, and you put me through the ringer of me learning those things early. You put pressure on me learning that stuff early. When the season plays out, and as it plays out, it's no longer a pressure situation for me to go perform, because I know what I'm doing. I know how to respond to that. I know in this situation, this is what I'm going to do in it. Because why? We've been doing so many things in practice, and we've been doing so many things. We're so multiple that we can adjust on the fly. And again, I love that. Being aggressive and being able to adjust.
Well, they say we drafted the next Brian Dawkins. Listen, I say they're crazy, B-Dawg, but they certainly drafted a guy that plays the game with your sort of mentality and personality. Don't know how good he's going to be, but Sidney Brown, man, I'm excited to watch him back there play safety. He loves to fly around and hit people. So have you gotten a chance to, I guess, check him out a little bit?
I have not. I have not. And I understand why people do that, but I hate that they do that. Like, let Sydney be Sydney, please. It took me, Brian Dawkins, a long time to be Brian Dawkins. I'll just let y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
If Brian Dawkins was not Brian Dawkins the first couple of years, I was disguised as somebody else for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But when I found out who I was able to then go and do the things that I did. So please allow Sydney to be Sydney and stop trying to compare him to me. Let him have a good time being the best Sydney that he can be, and hopefully he's someone that allows us to win a whole bunch of football games.
Okay, it was really only me that compared.
Yeah,
to you. Nobody else really did that. It was just me.
Yeah, agreed. Brian Dawkins headed over to the Boys and Girls Club in West Philly right now. The About Caring of People Alliance and B-Dawks Foundation, which, I mean, just can't say enough about it. Brian Dawkins Impact Foundation, About Caring People Alliance. They operate three Boys and Girls Clubs in the city. So this is grassroots type stuff. I mean, this is exactly what we need, which is you're seeing the dollars in your foundation actually making a difference in the community, Brian, and I applaud you for that.
No, and again, I appreciate that. I really do. But at the end of the day, this is something I felt led to do. Again, because of something that has happened for me in my life by someone blessing me to see something outside of my community that I would have never seen had they not did it. Like, I will never meet this person. I will never know who this person is who blessed me to be able to take that trip. But I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful they did, because that trip woke up a vision in me that I was not going to let anything stop me from reaching.
This dude is such a good dude, man, and he's genuine. I love him.
Good player on top of it.
Yeah, great player, even a greater person, greater father, greater husband. This dude is tireless when it comes to helping other people. And that's what he has dedicated his life to doing all year round. It's not a seasonal thing. It's an all year round thing with Brian Dawkins. And it seems like it never stops with you, brother. You are always on the move to improve and to help others, man. And you should be commended. And we love you and appreciate everything you do, man. Seriously.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me, man.
All right, Brian.
All right, Doc. Yep.
There he is. Brian Dawkins, B-Doc.
Seriously, he never stops. He's this place one week, and then he's another place another week.
Hopping over to the Bros.
Yeah.
Boys Club.
Yeah, man. He has committed his life to helping other people and raising awareness for different things that mean a lot to him, that affect him personally, like mental health and things of that nature.
Yeah,
that's
sure,
something
for sure
that's big to him, man. And he just has his hands in so many different things, and it's people like that you appreciate having a personal relationship with them.
And it's interesting to see, because you right away, when you were finished with football, you were like, you were already doing radio. So you pretty much knew what you were going to do. You hopped right in. You had a great passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Brian tried being in a front office and doing scouting and things like that.
Coaching. Yeah.
Right. And then this is what his calling is, for 100% sure. You can see how much he has passion for it and enjoys it and everything else. So.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad he's an Eagle. He's ours.
Mm-hmm. And is always back here. Sometimes he's here. You don't even know he's here until you see it on Twitter.
Yeah, for sure. Would B-Dawg hit people hard at training camp? Was he?
Yeah, he hit people hard all the time. I'm telling you, he did. Did. Boy didn't know how to play. He didn't have a half speed.
No in between.
Mm-mm.
Oh, he was awesome.
He was. You rarely get players that you know, you sit and admire when you're watching them play and do their thing. But when you're around great players, you see the difference. Like, you see the difference. I see the difference in the practice, habits, the training. Like, T.O. was the same way. It was like, wow, this dude is like
machine.
Yeah, man. And the level of commitment. You think you're doing everything you can to be the best you can be. You're like, these dudes got me. They are working me by 10.
Right. And you look at them today, they're in better shape now than when they played.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Both of them.
Yeah.
Still in great shape.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who else did you play with that was kind of like that, to where you were just like, that guy's a machine?
Like, Vic's skills were eye-dropping. No, jaw-dropping.
Well, there you go.
Eye popping.
Well, your eyes. Yeah.
No, don't. Yeah, don't drop your eyes. Yeah, keep them up.
Only with foals. No, but you're right. Like, his speed and how smooth he was, and how like he would outrun everybody, but it didn't look like he was running fast.
No, this dude could throw the ball. Now, granted, it was in practice, so this dude could throw the ball like, and it was beautiful. Like, just the flick of the wrist.
70 yards,
man.
Boom.
Flick of the wrist.
What about Matt Schaub?
He's throwing darts.
Matt Schaub didn't give you the same reaction?
No, I did not.
Your eyes didn't drop with Matt Schaub out there?
I can't believe I Eyes dropped.
Yep. We knew what you meant. It actually, if you didn't mention it, I wouldn't have even have questioned it.
Yeah, like, as soon as I said it, I knew it. I was like, hold on. No, my eyes didn't drop. No, my jaw dropped, man.
All right, well, good for you. We'll take a phone call in a second. But listen, if you want to take shots for the rest of your life to lose weight, then great. You can keep doing that, right? Or you can get a hold of NJ Diet because their typical results are twice as fast as weight loss injections without any side effects. And you don't have to take it for the rest of your life. You're learning proper portion control and you're developing healthy eating habits. And by the end of NJ Diet's 40-day program, you will lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. And NJ Diet's not just saying that. They're contractually guaranteeing it. All right? Locations throughout the East Coast. They're available live online video consultations. So don't take the shots the rest of your life. You can still lose the weight quickly the natural way. You can do it with NJ Diet. 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. All right, Black Gritty joins us. Black Gritty, how are you, buddy?
Johnny Marks, Ike, no love. Look at the show back in full power. Look at y'all. Look at y'all.
What's up, BG?
What up, BG?
I mean, from one Hall of Famer to another, Jack. I'm in my Hall of Fame. I don't know where you at in your high school, but I'm one Hall of Famer to another, you know what I mean? You're out there in the Palatial Estates, but you ain't in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? That's what you need to remember, Dolo. I'm good, guys. Let me tell you something. Also, Dr. Chuckles and Mr. Chuck, man, you know full well that this dude, he's going to be flip-flopping harder than Elliott Shore Park. Okay. That's coming on down the line. He can't tell me which wagon I can get on and or get on. He ain't even got no wagon. He out here on a tricycle or a unibike or somewhere. So I ain't worried about none of that. Right now, I will tell you this, though. It's Super Bowl or bust. And not because I think that we got the best linebacker core in the history of football. It's not because I think Jalen Hurts is my son. It's not because it's not who he drafted. It's because I was told by my captain, my leader, my quarterback, the standard is the standard.
That's
and my
right.
standard right now is getting to the Super Bowl. So for all the, you know, passion when I had a process and probability when you wasn't doing math, everything he's going to be saying this year, he got a whole list of quotes every week that he's going to be spitting at us, I know. But the number one one, the 1-1-1 is the standard is the standard. So we better get back to that Super Bowl and get a Super Bowl win. You're talking about Burrow. I know Burrow's trying to get back to that Super Bowl. KC's out there trying to get back to the Super Bowl. And we are in that tier. And the NFC, we are the only tier. Everybody got to come.
You're right.
So, if I was in the AFC, I might be scared.
Oh, yeah, I might feel a little differently. Yeah, it'd be a lot harder to get through the AFC for sure.
But I'm over here like King Kong banging my chest. I know where I live. You know what I'm saying? I got a gated community around me right now. I'm good to go. So right now, yes, it's Super Bowl or bust. I believe in the team. The standard is the standard. It is what we have to do to get there. By the way, if the Bengals ever win, you'll be able to pick Ike out in the parade because he's going to have no shirt on with an orange Scully mask on. He ain't going to show his face. He's going to be happy.
I definitely ain't going to show my face. Yeah.
I know you're not. Ike. That's what I'm saying. You're looking for the dude with the orange Scully mask on. That's
It'll
Ike
be him.
No. Going crazy. I love you guys, but get that confidence up. We ain't got to be just fans, but we got to be confident. Standard. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right, BG. The Jets fans are a little – they haven't won anything yet.
Well, that's why I'm rooting for them.
Oh, they're going just so down. You say
I mean,
we?
That's all.
We're going
the,
down.
The ESPN show, all the shows there, because Carton is a Jets fan.
Yep.
So he's over the top with Aaron Rodgers. And Greeny, Mike Greenberg, is a Jets fan.
He's wearing Jets jerseys in studio.
Yes. So it's a lot of Jets love right now.
Not a long history.
Oh, wait,
of
wait till Hard Knock start.
Oh, that's right.
And then it's really going to be a lot of Jets love.
Salah's going to be a nut job on that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm not a big believer in Salah. It's one of the reasons why I would say no to the Jets in the Super Bowl.
Why our Jets are going to struggle this year?
Yeah, while we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, Jack.
Yeah, yes. What are you going to do if it's Jets and Eagles in the Super Bowl?
I'm rooting for the Jets, obviously.
WFA, yeah.
Yeah, JTS, Jets. All right, well, there
one
you go.
One of those teams, them or the Lions, won't be good. One of them aren't going to live up to the hype.
There's no way either can be, both can be
good. Yeah, there's no way both of those teams are going to be good this year.
Lions, I'm still going Lions.
I'll tell you this, though. Nobody's talking about Aaron Rodgers if maybe he regressed and he won't be fine in New
York. Everybody just assumes he's about to turn back into the MVP.
Me too, but, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamond engagement rings, visit the only local jeweler with over 2,000 five-star Google reviews. That's Mark's Jewelers, Mark's-Jewelers.com. We need some intel on Herb. DM Jack or call us. If you've seen him, if he's working security, we're wondering if his shift is starting before the Marks and Reese show, because he really hasn't called us in 2 weeks, but he's calling middays.
You think that's what it is, that he's working during the show.
But he's also, he can't hold for very long or he's out, because he's told Kyle Quinn that as well. So maybe he's
sure, yeah, he can't be on the phone at the store.
Right. So who knows? Maybe he's on his break.
Right.
So, and again, we're not saying not to do it, but we do want to see how it'd be if you try to take something.
We'd at least need pictures. I got a couple pictures of people taking selfies with Herb, so I know he's
okay.
working. He's working somewhere.
Yeah, in his uniform?
Yeah, some guy tweeted me last night saying Herb's a unit.
He's a unit?
Yeah, he's a big fella.
Oh, I was like, what does that mean?
It's a unit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's not tall. He's just, he's calling him fat.
Is that like the big unit?
Yeah, well.
Is that why Randy Johnson was called the big unit?
No, I think that's because he's a tall guy.
I was looking through some of my photo memories from a year ago, and Herb's put on minimum 40 pounds since last year.
Oh, God. 40?
Minimum. Dude, I'll tweet out the side-by-side comparison. I go to him pitch stick.
He's always eating soup and some other.
He's always eating, I think, is what it is. All right. Well, listen, we're coming back with Elliot. Elliot was live at practice in his glory. He had the chart. He tweeted out the chart. And everything he uses. All right, so he's going to join us live from camp. He gave Jalen Hurts a B in practice today. Why? Is he concerned?
Big topic.
That's coming up after this. Elliot live from camp. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, talk about hair for a second with Dr. Glatt. From time to time, I get people that reach out and say, hey, I have additional questions, right? DM me, email me. You can find my personal email on any of my social medias. Probably your best bet in getting me to respond, because sometimes I get off of DMs now on social media. But anyway, if you have any questions, be more than happy to answer some of them. Some of the more in-depth questions than what I'm able to say here about Dr. Glatt. Reality is, if you're thinking about it, when I talk about it, you wonder, should I get it done? Or maybe you've went to drglatt.com and checked out before and after pictures, whatever. I'll say this. It's not often in life that something exceeds your expectations, and that's what a hair restoration procedure with Dr. Glatt did. You know, I said, what the hell? Go for it. And I did it. I mean, my hair's back. It really is. Like, the before and after pictures are amazing. I enjoy getting my hair cut now. So if you want your hair back, Dr. Glatt's the place to go. Most experience in Philadelphia in hair restoration. Been around the longest, and he has the most success. Call his office today. You can speak to his hair team. 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com.